Amos chapter 4.
You women of Samaria are fat cows. You mistreat and abuse the poor and needy. Then you say to your husbands,
"Bring us more drinks."
I, the Lord God, have sworn by my own name that your time is coming. Not one of you will be left. You will be taken away by sharp hooks. You will be dragged through holes in your city walls, and you will be thrown towards Harmon. I, the Lord, have spoken. Come to Bethel and Gilgal. Sin all you want. Offer sacrifices the next morning, and bring a tenth of your crops on the third day. Bring offerings to show me how thankful you are. Gladly bring more offerings than I have demanded. You really love to do this. I, the Lord God, have spoken. I, the Lord, took away the food from every town and village, but still you rejected me. 3 months before harvest, I kept back the rain. Sometimes I would let it fall on one town or field, but not on another, and pastures dried up. People from two or three towns would go to a town that still had water, but it wasn't enough. Even then you rejected me. I, the Lord, have spoken. I dried up your grain fields. Your gardens and vineyards turned brown. Locusts ate your fig trees and olive orchards. But even then you rejected me. I, the Lord, have spoken. I did terrible things to you, just as I did to Egypt. I killed your young men in war. I let your horses be stolen, and I made your camp stink with dead bodies. Even then you rejected me. I, the Lord, have spoken. I destroyed many of you, just as I did the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You were a burning stick I rescued from the fire. Even then you rejected me. I, the Lord, have spoken. Now, Israel, I myself will deal with you. Get ready to face your God. I created the mountains and the wind. I let humans know what I am thinking. I bring darkness at dawn and step over hills. I am the Lord God, all-powerful.